morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber has been around since 1924, and to dispel what a lot of folks think, we're not part of the government and we're not part of some larger umbrella of other chambers like the U.S. Chamber down to the Maryland Chamber down to us. We've got about 650 members who need your support and will do a great job for you. You can find them all at carrollcountychamber.org. We have our membership directory, and you'll also find all of our events there and past shows. And I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank WTTR for letting me come to you every week with one of our members. And I happen to have a member that I know I've had on in the past because they're that good and they're that well known and they do such a great job. And that is, I happen to have the new executive director of Habitat for Humanity of Carroll County with me, Mr. Scott Schwartz. Scott, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike. All right. Thanks for having me. I'm really, really glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you on the show, and I want to thank you for taking time. I know you're a busy guy, you know, and I know a lot of folks are probably kind of wondering, with you being the new guy there, what your vision is, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I do want to ask you, how long have you currently been with Habitat?
I've been with Habitat about 3 years now. I came on as the construction manager. Did that, saw us through two rehabs on Court Street, which was just an honor to be a part of. Then after that, I was asked to take the reins and open up the new ReStore here in Westminster. And that was also a privilege as well. We opened up to great success. Which is kind of uncanny and not usual for the opening of ReStores. Usually it takes a little time for them to kick in, but this one went really well and smooth, and we've had nothing but great reviews. So we've got people from other ReStores around the area coming here to check this store out. So it's been great. So that, and then, like you say, the recent announcement that the board decided to promote me to executive director is just an honor beyond belief.
Congratulations, man. I mean, I got a chance to know you a little bit. You've been in our actual leadership Carroll class for this year, just graduated in June. And I think that they made a wise choice to put you in that position. You've got a passion, you're a humble guy, and you got a passion for what it is that you guys do.
Well, we will hope they made the right choice.
Well, I think that they did. Now, it's interesting. I'd never really ever heard of an actual ReStore. And I'm saying it right, right? It's like a ReStore. It's not like restore something. It's a ReStore.
Correct.
But I was in South Carolina a couple of weeks ago, and I saw one down there. The same sign, same kind of actual branding. So you guys obviously opened that up with some kind of a blueprint in mind on what would make it good, because Habitat across the U.S. must know what makes it good. But you guys had a phenomenal start. I mean, as I remember, you guys, just folks in this town, have really embraced what it is that you're about. Now, for some people, and I was one of them, who used to work in all over the state. I lived here, but only did stuff through church or my kids' schools. They might not really know where you're located with your actual ReStore and what it is that is offered in an actual ReStore and what the hours are. You want to give people a quick little spiel on what they could find if they were to come there?
Sure. Well, let me start with first explain the concept of the ReStore. The ReStore, there's probably close to 1,000 ReStores nationwide under the Habitat umbrella. Usually each affiliate in the area has their own ReStore, and that's what kind of drives that mission. So it took us a while to get there, but we finally did. And like I said, it's just going to help drive us forward in the time, you know, in the future.
Yeah.
As far as the store itself goes, we're located at the corner of Hahn Road and 27. It's a big blue building. You can't miss it.
You cannot miss it. I can assure you that. And if you're shopping there and you feel like you want a cup of coffee or a breakfast sandwich, go across the way to Hans, and they've got great stuff there. So it all works out.
I tell you, I hope they're glad we moved in here, because, you know, I know a lot of our customers go over there, and a lot of our folks, our volunteers and employees go over there as well. Yeah, they are great.
Yep.
But anyway, as far as the store goes, we offer New, mostly used, gently used furniture, building supplies, lighting, electrical, household appliances, and things of that nature. It's a great place to come out here and get those things. I can't believe how many folks have come here on a daily basis. And the turnover of our furniture is just incredible. I wish we had more building supplies, but we're hoping to get more of those in the future. I think right now everybody's holding on to their own building supplies and don't want to donate those right now because it's like gold.
Oh yeah. Yep, absolutely. So what are your normal hours?
Normal hours, we just changed. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5. And then our donation center is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4. So anytime you want to come drop some stuff off, you can come in during those times. And also that's the same time that folks can pick up their products as well. Sometimes people buy a sofa or whatever, but are not equipped to take it with them that day. So they can come back during those donation hours and pick up.
Yeah. So for people that have never been there, you guys kind of operate like a Goodwill, but instead of doing clothing and things like that, you're doing building supplies, building products, right?
Correct. Building supplies and, like I say, home furnishings.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the main gist. I do compare us to Goodwill, but we're like I said, we don't do clothing or textiles and that kind of thing. We also have a pretty neat pricing structure too on our furniture. All furniture is tagged with different colored tags, and actually there's four different colors, and each color denotes a discount that's being taken off of that price. So, and every 2 weeks it rotates. So it just helps us to keep our stock fresh. And, you know, we think our items are pretty well priced in the first place, but if they don't like it at the first time, you know, wait 2 weeks, it goes down 25%. Another 2 weeks, it's 50% off. Then after after that, two more weeks, we take it 75% off.
Well, Scott, your place is extremely impressive. I mean, I've been lucky enough to have a tour of there. All right, in case you now just tuned into the show, we're about at the halfway point, and I should introduce again. I'm talking to Mr. Scott Schwartz, who's executive director, the new executive director of Habitat for Humanity of Carroll County. And, you know, as the local chamber, as I said, we've got about 650 members. And I think we're probably a solid 10% of them are nonprofit members. And nonprofit members still drive economic engines in this town with the number of people that they employ, with the money that they spend. How many employees do you guys have right now with Habitat for Humanity in Carroll, Scott?
Right now with the affiliate and the ReStore, we have a total of 11 employees. Five are full-time and six part-time.
See, that's impressive. A lot of people might not realize that. So in order to handle that and handle the mission that you have, you guys got to be churning some actual money, which is what the ReStore is all about. I would imagine that the bulk of the actual proceeds that you make from that store go into helping you with your mission to build homes or to repair homes, right?
Yes. Yeah. After, of course, we take care of our overhead here at the store, everything else goes right back into the mission. And the building, you know, safe and affordable housing right here in Carroll County.
I love it. All right, Scott, we touched on when we first started, we were going to ask you a little bit about what your vision is for Habitat. So as the new guy in town, where do you see things going with the actual mission that you guys have, Habitat in Carroll?
Well, I just want to continue on with what my predecessor, Brian Lyburn, had this job before. And he did a great job. He started things off and really started moving us, getting houses built here in Carroll County. We just hit a bit of a slow spot here over the past couple of years, a lot of it due to COVID. But we need to pick this back up. We were averaging probably a house a build every year and a half, I'd say. We need to double that at least in the near future, and especially with the ReStore in action now, I see no reason why we can't get there. Another thing we're going to do, we're going to restart up our repair program, critical home repair. And that's a tool that we'll use to help, you know, homeowners here in the county stay in their home and make it safe and livable. There's, as you know, I'm sure you know, there's many people here in the county that are living in dangerous situations. Some might not have heat, might have, you know, more problems with maybe roof leaking or things like that. Well, we need to get out there and see what we can do to help make those homes better.
I think that's great. And I've got a background in the construction world, working 24 years for Pulte Homes. So I have a real heart for what you guys do. And to touch on what Brian was able to do, I remember when he first came on board, Habitat, everybody knew them on a national basis, but you didn't hear anything about what was going on locally. And he really did a great job of helping to put you guys on the map and hopefully setting things up where now you can take it to the next level. Are there any projects, any home builds you have coming up right now that are on the actual,
Like I said, the one project is going to be, you know, starting up the home repair program again. Another future project is our build in Tawnytown.
Tawnytown, okay.
And we were actually supposed to start this at the beginning of COVID. But that COVID put a monkey wrench in that in more ways than one. Then we were going to try to hope to do that this year. And then, of course, with the lumber prices, there's no way that we could actually build what we call an affordable home with the way lumber prices were.
No.
But we're optimistic that these prices are going to come back and get a little more realistic by the end of the year. So we're now pushing that out to the beginning of 2022. To break ground in Tawnytown with a duplex. And it's a platinum, LEED platinum house that is just phenomenal. It's got a really great design. It's going to fit in beautifully with the other houses in the neighborhood up there, right on Baltimore Street. So we're looking forward to that.
Excellent. All right, Scott, we're getting close to being out of time here, but I wanted to give you a second to maybe reach out to people who are listening to say, what can the average person do to help you with your mission? I mean, because there's so many wonderful nonprofits here in Carroll, but some of them touch our hearts more than others because different things appeal to different folks. So for somebody who's like, man, I'd love to help these guys, they do a great job. What can the average person do?
Exactly. Mike, you're so right. There are so many people that do have a passion for what we do, and we're so appreciative of them. Especially at the Restore, I see many of our volunteers almost every day, and it's just heartwarming to see these folks come in here and work and give so much of their time. So that's one thing just about anybody can do, is just give your time. Come into the Restore, help run operations. You can also donate to the Restore, or you can just donate flat out good old American cash. We take that too. Everything goes well and goes right into the mission and just helps us to make it safer and more affordable for folks here in Carroll County. Shop at the Restore. You know, anything you buy there, that goes right back into the mission. And you're going to find a lot of nice items at the Restore. Many people are surprised at what we have in here. We get some really great donations, and it's incredible all the way around, from what we get in and the way it goes right back out.
Well, so, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about you guys, and we are really at the point where we're out of time. I need you to give any contact information you want so folks can get in touch with you.
Best way is you can reach us on the web at cchabitat.org. Or you can call me directly at 410-871-4131.
Scott, thank you so much for being on the show with me today, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
Congratulations once again, Scott Schwartz, the new Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Carroll County. If you missed the show, don't worry. It's going to be up on our website any minute now. So you can go to carrollcountychamber.org for this show, all our past shows, all of our amazing members, all of our great things that we're doing, our events, and all the trips we've got planned. We're doing Italy in October of this year. You heard it right. Next year, March, Ireland, and next year, October, Greece. So to find all of these things, including this show, carrollcountychamber.org, or call us at 410-848-9050. If you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Giulianova's Italian and Grosseria, you can stop right next door because that's where we're at. So listen, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. Do something special with family or friends, and God bless.